The gentleman from Wisconsin is recognized.
In August of last year, I sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking for assistance and seeking compensation for the town of Lac du Flambeau. Town of Lac du Flambeau is in my district, and your office replied that it was an ongoing matter and unable to comment on it, which I understand is just fine. But I want to set this up just as a reminder. So 3 years ago, it was at this time of year that four roads were blockaded in the town of Lac du Flambeau, and the temperature was 25 below zero. People had to park their cars at a neighbor's place, take the snowmobile across the lake to get their car, and then be able to drive into town. There were people 80 and 90 years old that could not, were very concerned that they'd be able to get emergency medical services. And the perpetrators of this, the tribe out there, they demanded compensation from the town. I would call it extortion. They ultimately got $600,000 from the town of Lac du Flambeau. The unfortunate part, Mr. Chairman, is that the Biden administration took the side of the perpetrators who closed those roads off, and the Biden administration made it clear to the town of Lac du Flambeau that we are not on your side in regards to this. Well, fortunately, there was a federal judge that said, no, this is wrong, what happened? And these roads should be left open, and they should continue to be left open. My question to you is, are you willing to work with my office and with the town of Lac du Flambeau to further investigate this matter and seek compensation from the tribal government after their extortion of $600,000 from this little town in northern Wisconsin?
Congressman, you do a great job representing your district, and yes, we would more than welcome working with you, and we are familiar with that investigation.
Mr. Chairman, I would just add, we're highlighting these miscarriages of justice in the previous administration. This is just another one of those small examples, no different than the Catholic Diocese in Richmond and many others that you have retold so many times. But here's another instance of what they did to a small town and nearly bankrupted them as a result of it. Fortunately, there was a federal judge that saw through it and has fixed it.